years. And most of the progress of civilization never touched the people on the bottom, never touched the common people. The common people in the 1600s lived no better than they had lived in the 1100s. And that was true of France, and it was true of Germany, it was true of every place. And the church, to a great extent, encouraged that process of thought and idea. Fit in with Christian theology, which is always an otherworldly theology. It's not a practical theology for this world. And it helped justify some of the awful things that the church did. Well, with the coming of the Protestant Reformation, that type of thought system began to change. And the age of humanism, the age of enlightenment, the 1700s, is that period in human history, in Western human history, when the thought process changed completely. And where man collectively said, listen, this world counts. Not only counts, there were many people who came and said, it's the only world. There is no other world. That's just, you know, church propaganda. And therefore, we have to fix up this world. And not only do we have to fix it up, we're the only ones that can fix it. Either there is no God, or if there is a God, he does not interfere. And therefore, it lies within our hands, our ability to improve the lot of man. And that is the basis of the American Revolution. That's the basis of the French Revolution. That's the basis of the rise of Frederick the Great as the Emperor of Germany, Prussia. That's the basis of communism and socialism. It's the basis of the modern Western world. That things can be improved, and they can be improved by man, and it is incumbent upon government and man to improve the situation. Now, again, I must emphasize that to us, that may be the ABCs of life, but in the 18th century, that was a revolutionary, radical departure from the way Western man had thought for centuries. In other words, Western man no longer was long-suffering. He became impatient. And the people on the bottom saw a chance to improve their lot. Now, that's a dangerous social mix. It is not an accident, therefore, that, for instance, most of the founding fathers, I shouldn't say most, many of the founding fathers of the United States, the people who made the American Revolution, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, fought the Revolutionary War, and established our country, were people who were agnostics or atheists. That is why America has the freedoms that it has. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, the Adams brothers, they were all non-believers. And their non-belief is, so even though we express this as being a Christian country and we put on our money in God we trust and all other niceties such as that, but the separation of church and state is ironclad in this country. The protection of religion, of different religions, of the right to no religion, is ironclad in this country. All of those ideas came from the fact that many of the founding fathers, especially those who, such as Franklin, Paine, Jefferson, who were the propagandists, who were the writers, they all wrote from the basis of non-belief. In France, the revolution was the product of Voltaire and Rousseau, non-believers.